Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Well, we haven't talked local music in a while, and it's time to make up for that today. And we'll do it just before the big Mid-Coast Takeover event in Austin that will showcase KC area music on the national music stage, which the South by Southwest Festival provides. Today we'll cover a broad range of music from the Turkish jazz of Ella Turka to Dead Girls and Heartfelt Anarchy. We'll also talk about the groups Soft Reeds and Cowboy Indian Bear. And we'll answer this pressing question, why do many all-male bands have female names? I'm thinking about the Bare Naked Ladies, the Dead Girls, and others. Well, with us today, Janae Osterhout is the lifestyle columnist for The Star. She's married to the producer, Dee Will, and we'll talk about Dee Will later on this hour. Janae, so good to have you here back again. Welcome.
Thank you.
Chris Agarian is here, too. He's with Inc. magazine, and he puts out a music podcast at The Mailbox. Chris, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me back.
Bill Brownlee's back. He's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. That's Kansas City's top jazz blog. Bill, nice to have you, too.
Good to be here.
Well, there's this Mid-Coast Takeover coming up, Chris, and Central Standard is going to be talking about this next Thursday.
Right.
But I want to touch on it a little bit today. The Mid-Coast Takeover will showcase bands from Kansas City, Lawrence, the Midwest, and beyond on this national stage during South by Southwest. This is a pretty big deal, right?
It is a huge deal. And for those not familiar, South by Southwest is the largest music festival conference in the world.
Yeah.
And it's down in Austin, Texas. It's always the week of St. Patrick's Day. This year it's the March 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. And a group of us, fueled mostly by the Midwest Music Foundation, put together this huge showcase. And last year it was 2 days, and this year we thought, based on the success of last year, we'd extend it to 4 days.
Wow.
And then not only did we do that, we added an indoor acoustic stage to our already outdoor main stage.
So this is all sort of ancillary to the South by Southwest Festival that's going on. This
right.
is you guys sort of inserting Kansas City artists into that massive festival down
there.
Yeah, there's
an official South by Southwest, which a lot of bigger label bands are part of. And then there's also a lot of unofficial South by Southwest. And the unofficial is, there's more unofficial shows now down there than there are official shows.
Hmm.
And so we literally have 100 sets, 100 bands playing over the 4 days.
That's
amazing. And it's been a huge undertaking, and a lot of good people have come forward and helped us raise the money to make this happen. So really looking forward to getting down there and putting it all together.
Well, why don't you take that energy and do all those acts right here in town over 4 days?
Well, we kind of do that with Middle of the Map Festival
yeah,
coming
okay.
up April 4, 5, and
right.
6. A lot of those bands that are headed down to South by Southwest are also playing at our music festival.
Okay. And the full range of genres that'll be moving down the
there,
road?
Yeah, everything.
Including Kansas City jazz or not really?
I don't know that there's any jazz down there. I know I wanted Diverse to play, but I don't know that Herman Mahare was able to get everybody down there. I believe Herman's making the trip, though. But, you know, there's everything from Americana, plenty of indie rock, there's some hip-hop. And there's some names that are kind of exploding out right now in the Kansas City scene.
Like what?
Names like Radke, and they're going down there from, they're actually from St. Joe. And I've heard they have up to 8 shows down at South by Southwest. Quiet Corral is another band that has official showcase down there. The Beautiful Bodies right now, I'm going to play them here in a little bit. They're already off to a great 2013, and they're going to play a show down there for us, and it's going to be fun.
You know, does each band, each musician have to pay his or her own freight down there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on them, yeah.
The money we raise goes to pay for the venue and the sound and the stage and the generator and somebody to be the security overnight. It's all the logistics.
Hey, how does somebody get to be a part of this Mid-Coast Takeover? Who picks?
We had an application process. I can't remember how many bands we had apply, but it was about almost 200. And we put it out, a lot of us do, on our Facebooks, and then we have a website at midcoasttakeover.com, which you can see who all's going and listen to music from them all and download some free music and hear several of the different bands making the trip down.
Wow. Again, folks can learn more about the Mid-Coast Takeover on Central Standard, our program here on KCUR, next Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. So sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing.
Well, here's a question out of left field. Why do so many all-male bands have female names?
I hadn't thought about that.
I know. And one of our interns, Beth Lipoff, brought this up to our attention. There's the Bare Naked Ladies, the Dead Girls. There's other groups like that. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah. any really pithy answers here?
Sex sells. It's sexy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It would seem back to the days when there were so many hair metal bands where there was a little cross-dressing almost, that would have been more prominent, but I can't think of any examples from that day and age.
The New York Dolls.
The New York Dolls, an early example.
Well, let's just chalk it up to an interesting phenomenon. Yeah. Maybe just leave it at that then here this morning. Well, Bill Brownlee, let's get started with you here. You wanted to talk about Eddie Moore and the Outer Circle.
I'm so excited, Steve, about the new album. It's titled The Freedom of Expression. Eddie Moore came up to Kansas City from Houston a few years ago to participate in Bobby Watson's program here at UMKC. He is joined in his band, The Outer Circle, by a number of other guys in their 20s. This is one of my favorite jazz albums coming out of Kansas City in recent years, because these younger guys listen to hip-hop, they listen to R&B, yet they bring it to their pure jazz sound, and the new album is just a nice groove with top playing. The band plays out in around town a lot. They play tonight at the Vine Street Studio for First Friday. Hmm. They play at the Brick on March 7th. Terrific band. The track I selected is called Anger Management.
And the album is The Freedom of Expression. Here's Eddie Moore and the Outer Circle. That, Bill.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, Eddie Moore and the Outer Circle again, the album The Freedom of Expression, mainstream jazz from Kansas City. Chris Agarian, let's talk about Cowboy Indian Bear, the group. We've talked about them before on this program. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Cowboy Indian Bear, they're part of both of the things I've already name-dropped. They're part of the Midcoast Takeover, and they're also part of Inc's Middle of the Map Festival. And they're four people from Lawrence, three fellas, and one Caitlin Conroy. And they're on the local record label, The Record Machine. And, you know, at the end of the year, you guys have had us on to talk about our favorite songs of the year. And some people ask, you know, how do you keep track of that? I'm a geek about it, and I have a iTunes playlist that's called Favorite Songs of 2013. Ah. And as I listen to songs all through the year, I drag and drop and drag and drop. And so I was given the new Cowboy Indian Bear album, which comes out on April 23rd, a couple weeks ago. And I pretty much dragged the entire album into my favorite tracks of 2013.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive stuff. And they say that they call themselves ethereal indie rock. And I think that's a good way to describe it.
Give me the title of this album.
The name of the album is Live Old, Die Young.
Ah, okay. Okay. And this track, again, is Let It Down,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Down.
That's Cowboy Indian Bear from Chris Agarian. And there's a benefit coming up this next week that folks might want to be aware of, Chris.
Yeah, here in Kansas City, there's a big tragedy down at
JJ's
restaurant down on the plaza.
So sad.
And the community's come together in huge ways.
In such a great way.
Yeah, and one of the things that the community's come together to do, the music community and a lot of restaurants are involved, Tuesday night, March 5th at the Uptown Theater. And tickets, they start at $10. You can get them on Ticketmaster. And there's several bands playing. A few of them we've played here on this show before. The Late Night Callers, David George and the Crooked Mile, The Grizzly Hand, Megan Birdsall, Victor and Penny, Loaded Goat, Allied Saints, Shellac Attack, and DJ Rico. And those 10 or so acts are going to be performing. And I think there's some 50-plus restaurants there that have food available. And all the money is going to go to the servers and staff there at JJ's and help them stay on their feet until they can find their next employment, probably pay for some hospital bills, too.
That's Tuesday night at the Uptown,
Tuesday
right?
Tuesday night at the Uptown.
Very good cause, yeah. Janae Osterhout, let's move on to you, and you want to talk about an artist, S3.
Yes, S3 is Miles Bonney and Brink Sinatra.
Yeah.
Miles he's one of the first artists I actually was introduced to when I came to the Star and I started out as a music writer. And he's kind of I'd call him sort of a local Renaissance man. He's a trumpeter. He DJs. He produces. He sings. Kind of does it all. And he has a group with a UK producer, Brink Sinatra, and they formed a group, S3. And they released an album in October. And this song, All I Know, is pretty awesome. Miles is on the flugelhorn, and he's also singing. It's pretty good stuff.
Is Sinatra really Brink's real last name?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. Yeah. Let's listen. S3, the track is All I Know off their album October 2012, right, Janae?
It's off the S3 album.
Oh, okay.
Self-titled.
It's self-titled. Okay, I got you. From 2012. Okay, I got you. Let's move on here. Bill Brownlee, Rev Gusto.
When I pulled in the parking lot here, Steve, a little while ago, it was snowing and it was blustery.
A lot of that going on.
This is a summer song. A song about what guys like to do when it warms up. The band is called Rev Gusto. They're typical of this indie pop renaissance that's happening in Kansas City. Just primitive pop, just kind of dumb, happy, summery music. This song is titled Click Click. It's from their self-titled EP. This band plays out a lot. They're at the Riot Room on Monday.
Monday night, actually. They're playing a benefit show for a Midcoast Takeover.
Okay. Rev Gusto.
A 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's lots of pretty girls on the subway with dirty hands and broken smiles. Yeah, they got the earbuds in, yeah, the eyes so big, reading about the latest styles. Yeah, because the sun is out and the girls in the short skirts are laughing, la 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 la, laughing, la 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 la. The season of love is about to begin.
Rev Gesto. We need a little bit of summertime music around here. Man, this winter's getting long, isn't it?
Awful.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about some good local music with Janae Osterheld, Chris Hagerian, and Bill Brownlee, running through a whole bunch of songs from local bands here from the Midwestern area. And Chris Hagerian, let's move on with a band, Soft Reeds.
Yeah, Soft Reeds is another band that's also on the Record Machine label, which is the local label that we partner with to put on Inc's Middle of the Map Festival, and they're also making the trip down to South By. And Soft Reeds is a five-piece band, four fellas, and one Becky Troost, and they've been playing music since 2009, and they refer to themselves as post-post-post-wave, which is hilarious, and I'd call it really well-written indie rock. With a really great frontman in Bing Grimes. And this new album also comes out on April 23rd, which is the week of Record Store Day for fans of Record Store
but
Day.
But you hear it here on Up to Date first, don't you?
Yes, you do. You do hear it on Up to Date first. They just released a single this week, and it'll be available that week at Vinyl Renaissance with probably a lot of these other albums we're playing today. And you can learn more about them at softreeds.com.
And this song is Pregnant Actress, the album Blank City, right?
Yes.
Soft Reeds. That's Soft Reeds, Chris Hagerian's second pick here. If you want to hear more local music and more about it, tune into KC Currents this weekend for a profile on the band Making Movies. That program airs Sunday at 5 with a repeat broadcast Monday evenings at 8. Janae, let's move on to Greg Enemy.
Greg Enemy is one of those interesting and elusive artists in Kansas City. He released a self-titled debut EP in 2009 and has only had a mixtape since called Extra Small, and his live show is still a pretty hot ticket in the hip-hop community. He breaks the rules. He's not your average rap guy.
He breaks the rules how?
He's got his fly glasses, his fitted cap, his skinny jeans. I think I saw him perform in Keds once. He's himself. He's so comfortably himself that you kind of love it. You gravitate towards it. He's really genuine. And I mean, he's a producer, but he's got raps. Like, lyrically, he's pretty interesting. The song we're going to go into is not one he produced. It's actually him going all the way in lyrically over top of an old TLC beat. I don't know if you remember TLC, but they had a huge hit song, Creep, and he kind of brings this sophisticated goon to TLC. It's something, it's just lovable.
Okay, here's Greg Enemy.
When I'm Charles Darwin, the way I got y'all evolving, be cautious of me, Andrew's darling. I beseech you, come see what we involved in. I let them Cro-Mags drag knuckles, could loan them some style at a low fixed rate. Teach them young brothers how to move on the humble and be too dashing if they try to give chase. Swear to God they can't catch me. Catch up on some light reading to the plain taxi. Imported fabric on my back, nothing too flashy. Trying to get them young ladies in the front dancing. Fellas in the back, head nod, fingers snapping. Glass clink clinking on the rocks and them toes tapping. For the curtain closed, toast to the main attraction. Swag Billy Ocean, cool Freddie Jackson. Yeah, I got you open. And if they trash talking, I'm Red Fox on them niggas like Lamont. True indeed, finna give you what you need. But don't front, I give you what you want. I give you what you want.
That's Greg Enemy, Janae Osterheld's selection here this morning. And Bill Brownlee, let's take us out one more track here before a break, and a group that very high on my list for a long time, A La Turca.
Yes, this is a group of jazz-oriented Kansas City musicians who came together to play Turkish jazz.
I know. Sounds odd, but it works.
It works really well, and part of it's because the musicians are all such incredible players. Yeah. Bo Bledsoe on guitar, Rich Wheeler, saxophone, Jeff Harshbarger, bass, Brandon Draper, percussion. The difference with the new album, which is, I believe, their second, is they've added a vocalist, a female vocalist, and it's very nice. It's not exactly more of the same. I think they're more in touch with how to go about doing this Turkish jazz thing. This track is called Dar Hejiroke, maybe?
Better you than me.
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and who's the female vocalist?
Her name is Nahin Yasil.
Okay, and she from around here?
I believe so.
Okay.
And it works really well.
Here's Alaturka. Take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our good conversation here about good local Kansas City produced music. We'll talk about Heartfelt Anarchy, Victoria Botero, and Bo Bledsoe. We'll get to Blackbird Review, Beautiful Bodies, 4th of July, and Cess Crew. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star. You're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. This hour, we're talking about good locally produced music here in the heartland of our country. Chris Agarian, you're up next with the band Blackbird Review.
Yeah, Blackbird Review, and they spell review R-E-V-U-E, and they put out this EP last week. It's called Glow. It's the third EP from them, and it's husband and wife team, Jacob and Danielle Prestige, and it combines a little bit of Americana and a little indie folk, and together some really amazing harmonies. And just making really beautiful music. And, you know, it, if you're a fan of bands like the Civil Wars, these guys do it great on a local level.
But now defunct Civil Wars.
No.
Haven't they broken up?
I don't know. Have they broken up?
I think they had something went wrong. A lot of folks are very disappointed to hear about that. They came off as sort of a married couple. You sort of wondered about them, and then...
And they weren't.
They weren't, and it didn't make it.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
So these guys are still together playing locally, and you can catch them all the time. But you can listen to this album. You can purchase it on their website at theblackbirdreview.com. And I think the song we're going to hear is called When You Are Mine.
And just to clarify, I just told you something about music, just for the record. I want the world to stop and take note. I told you something.
When you start to play the song, I'll try and prove you wrong.
Okay.
I'll do a little research.
Blackbird Review. The Blackbird Review, and there is a lot of Civil War in that sound, for sure, Chris.
There is, and I haven't been able to prove you wrong yet.
I'm working on it, though. Okay. Janae Osterheld, let's move on to an artist you picked, Cess Crew, featuring Tech N9ne.
Cess Crew hands down, puts on one of the best live hip-hop shows in the city.
Wow.
When I covered hip-hop, I never got tired of seeing Cess. And when I was covering Cess, they were performing often. And I still, just to this day, I don't get tired of seeing Cess. They are making their Strange Music debut later this month, which is really exciting. This big break is like 10 years in the making. They're going to go on tour. The album's called Constant Energy Struggles. It comes out March 26th, and this track is Juice. It's kind of a take on the Eric B. and Rakim track Know the Ledge, also called Juice, from the movie Juice featuring Tupac. And they sort of reworked it. It's pretty intense.
Okay, this group again, Cess Crew.
Another day in the life, no time for play. I'm trying to cake, hot stakes, survival, increase in my fire rate. Eyes dilated, aim my sight, fly straight. If I ever want my record to see the light of day, I'ma find a way, way to the world, need a lift. If he carry bags, I know we gon' need a tip. You're free to give, my man, but I don't need a disc. With the grip of tracks, it's really nothing for me to skip. We the greed of a better breed, and you never read us. You can never see us, and that's if and you ever see us. My nemesis, why you being an Ebenezer? I'll be seeing sight, sipping on something with senoritas. Pro-political peace, let them breathe. Whether Palestinian, Israeli, or Lebanese. Behold the horse, I'm pale as I ever be. I'm trying to catch some while I'm selling the 70s. Float my friends, scuttle my enemies, and we constantly in a struggle for energy. I rock steadily in a spot, ready or not, pushing my pronouns for plenty, plenty of pop. I'm getting guap, my man, I got plans to cop land away and lay in the hot sand. I know the ledge and I'm playing my rock sand. Another dollar, another day in the rock band. It's Juice.
That's Cess Crew, again featuring Tech N9ne, right? Okay, Janae, appreciate it. Bill, let's move on to a group, Heartfelt Anarchy.
Yes, another hip-hop act like Cess Crew, but not a hip-hop act. That's the appeal of Heartfelt Anarchy. The core of the band is D. Will, the producer and DJ, and Les Ismore, the MC. I consider it alternative hip-hop. There's a group called Death Grips that's made a name for themselves in the past year. Heartfelt Anarchy is a lot like that. Ultra-aggressive, loud, a different spin on indie rock and hip-hop together in one. This track is called Swagger Killer. It's kind of a signature song for Heartfelt Anarchy.
Okay, and it's going to be a little loud.
Yes, it will be loud.
Here we go.
We dressed in all black, your bars like passion. Matter of fact, your bars just like rapping. Without them videos, you would not happen. You feel the hype machine, and you're here behind it. When some spinners come around, you ain't never right. Excuse, had to excuse. You can't come off the top and say you had to.
That's Heartfelt Anarchy, again, as we review some of the best locally produced music from 2013. Denver G tweeted us this: one of his favorite local bands, the Billy Bats, represented KC in the International Blues Competition in Memphis this year. Ring a bell with anybody?
Yeah, Jason Vivoni, the leader of the band, is a terrific vocalist, blues guitarist, excellent stuff. I'm sure they represented Kansas City very well.
Okay, all right. Chris Agarian, let's move on to a group here. Where are we?
Beautiful
here?
Bodies.
Yeah, Beautiful Bodies, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
tell
keep
us about
the,
Beautiful Bodies.
Keep the energy going and the radio clean edits going with this song.
We appreciate it. So does management here at KCUR.
Beautiful Bodies are a band here in Kansas City. It's a five-piece band, four dudes, and one Alicia Solombrino. And they're off to a really great start this year. And they competed amongst literally thousands of other bands to win a spot on the Vans Warped Tour, which is an alternative music festival tour that crisscrosses the nation. They're celebrating their 19th year this year, and I know it's one of Bill Brownlee's favorite days of the year. And they won a spot onto this tour. The Beautiful Bodies did. They competed, went out to LA, and played in the Final Four and won this spot.
Wow!
And it's really a great opportunity for them. And they're making the trip down to South By with us. And last year, the Midcoast Takeover had an amazing feature we got written about in the USA Today. about our South by Southwest showcase, and there was a great big picture of the beautiful bodies and on the cover of the USA Today's website right next to the Avett Brothers and Bruce Springsteen.
No kidding. No, it's, I hear you talk about these groups. I just can't help but think about what a crapshoot it is to be in the music business these days, whether you can make it or not. And even if you do make it these days, what does that mean, really, financially? I mean, can you make, you know, significant? I know, a few superstar groups do, but making it these days just strikes me as such a difficult proposition.
Absolutely. I mean, the cost to do anything anymore costs so much more. I guess with the exception of record. I mean, a lot of people, that's what's kind of cool about some of the bands we're playing is recording costs a little bit less, but still time on the road, hotels and gas and everything like that just costs so much. And then just to get the word out about your music costs so much. So
yeah.
Another cool thing, these guys were announced this morning. They announced the lineup for Ken Roxas, a big music festival out at their Speedway, June 28th and 29th. And Beautiful Bodies are part of the 60 bands they announced today.
60 bands out 60 there. Bands. Okay. Again, this song is Invincible. It's a single, right?
It's a single, yeah.
Okay, Beautiful Bodies. That's Beautiful Bodies from Chris Agarian. And I'm wondering if people want to buy that track, where can they? Is it on iTunes? Where can you go to get it?
That song is on iTunes. You can look them up on Facebook or at thebeautifulbodies.com. You should be able to find it, too, if you search for it on iTunes.
So most of these bands have their own websites? That was
yeah,
your
and they're all on Facebook, too.
Okay, so that's where you go to get the stuff. Okay,
it's a good start.
Okay, sounds good. Janae, Stick Figure.
Well, Stick will be performing at the Mid-Coast Takeoff.
Yep,
no, middle of the map. And Stick, I have to say, Hello and Goodbye came out in 2009, and if I had to make a list of my top 20 favorite albums of the past decade, not local albums, but albums, Hello and Goodbye would be on that list. I still listen to that album every week.
Wow.
Stick's done a lot of work since then, but the thing about him that sets him apart is he's not afraid to tell it all, his highs and his very lows, his depression or a super happy moment. He's not afraid to share any of it. He's not embarrassed by it. He'll give it all to you. And that album was just a very introspective and kind of going on someone's emotional roller coaster. It's refreshing in hip hop. This song is Hello off of Hello and Goodbye.
Okay, Stick Figure.
I've been called a lot worse, and my favorite is this. Some say they heard it all, I'm overrated in this. Some say that boy go, he creative with his. Some feel I did him dirty, hope and pray that I quit. Most have never heard about me, so I play to the end. I guess I'm backpacker, cause the language is sick. Some come out to the shows, others pay for the discs. Some feel the boy corny, others say he legit. I'm the realest or the real, or as fake as it gets. Well, whatever it is, it's better we meet. Then they probably just be jeffing if we met in the streets. Then be passive aggressive when they text and they tweets. I'm just accepting his perception and I'm telling them peace. Hello, I'm the nicest to rap, still providing the facts from my side of the map. Hello, you ain't gotta like me if that's how you feel. Keep it real, I'm just trying to relax. Hello, I'm the nicest to rap, still providing the facts from my side of the map. Hello, you ain't gotta like me if that's how you feel. Keep it real, I'm just trying to relax.
That's Stick Figure. He's from Topeka, right, Janae?
That's right.
Okay, again, if you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're running through our latest review of local music here from the Kansas City area, Topeka to Jeff City, everywhere in between. We're visiting with Janae Osterheld from the Kansas City Star, Chris Agarian from Inc. Magazine, and Bill Brownlee, who's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. And if you have a recommendation for some great local music you've heard lately and can tell us about it, 816-235-2888 is our phone number here, our email address, up-to-date at KCUR.org, or tweet us at KCUR up-to-date. Okay, Bill Brownlee, tell us about Bo Bledsoe and Victoria Botero.
Yes, Victoria is one of the better-known classical vocalists based in the Kansas City area. Bo Bledsoe is in a number of groups, including Alla Turca, which we heard earlier, the Bach aria soloists.
He's a versatile guy, isn't he?
He does a lot of things. This project is just the two of them, Bo and Victoria, producing new arrangements of classical folk, pop, and art songs from around the globe. This the new album is translates to a bouquet of songs. The track I've selected is an Astor Piazzolla piece, the great tango artist. It's called Chicolin da Bacin, and it's just beautiful.
Okay, let's listen to Victoria Botero and Bo Bledsoe. Goodness, what a beautiful selection that is.
A change of pace, for certain.
Yeah, it's called a winter interlude, I think, listening to Victoria Botero and Bo Bledsoe there. And boy, Bo is just consistently something else, isn't he?
We're really lucky to have him in the
town. Lucky to have him here. He's been here any number of times, and what an amazing guy. Again, Victoria Botero, Bo Bledsoe. That track, how would you pronounce that track?
You're going to make me do it again.
Chicolin de...
Chicolin.
Chicolin.
De Bacin.
De Bacin. Okay. Okay, I was close. Yeah, something else. Chris Hagarian, let's move on to a band, The 4th of July.
Yeah, something entirely different
from
the last song.
I was thinking that was probably the case.
The 4th of July is four guys from Lawrence. It's two sets of brothers, Brendan Hangauer and Patrick Hangauer and Brian Costello and Brendan Costello. And they've been making music since, I think, 2009, 2010, and they're putting out their third album, which comes out on April 9th, and it's coming out on a brand new local record label called High Dive Records, and they work with a couple other bands, the ACBs, the Shy Boys, and Ghosty, and tonight, actually, at Record Bar, 4th of July and ACBs are playing an early show at 7 p.m., and all these bands, again, can be found at Middle of the Map Festival in April. You can read about them all on MiddleMapFest.com.
And listeners should sort of reset their minds here. The pace is changing here, as we say.
This is a different pace for sure compared to that last song. This is a nice blend of indie folk meets punk. And it's a little different than, I think it's a little rougher than their last album. But I really liked what I heard. They sent me this track, I think, 2 days ago. And had it in my inbox fresh and thought I'd play it on the air today.
The band again is 4th of July, the track Drinking Binge from the album Empty Moon.
And they know we always come through with drinks. Well, I wonder why, my oh my. Well, they're young, so much fun and dumb. Full of something and you want to get some. More than nothing, and I said this beer, it's not helping me sleep. You said let's take one more shot on me. But the party, it's just down the street. I keep on trying my own mind. And they know we always come through with drinks. Well, I wonder why, my, oh, my.
Well, on this first day of March, that group calls itself the 4th of July, right?
They do.
Okay. Sounds good. Janae, how about D. Will?
So, D. Will is my husband, but I'm also a fan of his music, Brownlee.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing, Janae.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd last forever if I didn't like it.
I think that's probably right.
Brownlee played a song that he's part of Heartfelt Anarchy, so we've heard some of his work earlier. He's produced for everyone from national artists like Out of Sight and One Below to some of our favorite local artists like Stick Figure and Les Ismore. What people don't realize, I think, is he quietly does a lot of beat instrumental projects. It's just him flipping heavy soul samples into hip hop. And this is off the cartoon Beat Emporium, released in September, and it's called Wait.
Okay. D. Will, the track is Wait, and I hold in my hands, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the last group we're going to hear about today. Bill Brownlee, tell us about Dead Girls.
Dead Girls are a local power pop band. I believe most of the guys are based in Lawrence. They have a great pedigree. This song is from their new album, Fade In, Fade Out. It's called Sing It Soft. It's a song of mourning and remembrance.
Okay, from the Dead Girls.
Person at a time is all you ever had in mind. In your wake, you left a life to make. But I'm gonna be alright.
Janae Osterheld is a lifestyle columnist for The Star. Chris Agarian is from Inc. magazine. He puts out a music podcast at The Mailbox. And Bill Brownlee is a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Enjoyed
Absolutely.
Having y'all.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Thank
you. So good to have y'all. You can find more information on all of our broadcasts at KCUR.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help during this very snowy week from KCUR's Bill Anderson, Matthew Long Middleton, Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.